From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The man accused of killing five travelers and wounding six others at a Florida airport has been charged and could face the death penalty. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago told investigators he had planned the attack, buying a one-way ticket to Fort Lauderdale Airport. He was charged with an act of violence at an international airport resulting in death. That carries a maximum penalty of execution. He was also charged with weapons charges. Santiago traveled to Florida from his home in Anchorage, Alaska. FBI agent Marlon Ritzman of the Anchorage, Alaska field office said there's no evidence that Santiago was working with anyone else.
And while we are early in the investigation, there is currently no indication Mr. Santiago was working with any other individuals when he planned and carried out yesterday's attack.
Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel told reporters Saturday morning that three of the victims are in good condition while three others are currently being held in the intensive care unit. One of the wounded was released Saturday. The airport has been reopened to traffic, except for Terminal 2, where the shooting occurred. President-elect Donald Trump posted a series of tweets calling those who oppose good ties with Russia stupid and fools on Saturday. The president-elect said having good relations with Russia was not a bad thing and that only stupid people or fools would think that it is. The posts came after a U.S. intelligence report said that Russian President Vladimir Putin had orchestrated a concerted effort to aid Trump's election. The report said Putin aspired to disrupt the election, discredit Hillary Clinton, and undermine Americans' faith in democracy. This